Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the second parak of Maseches Pesachim. Today we are learning Perak Beis Mishnah Dalet and Perak Beis Mishnah Hey. The Torah forbids any non-Kohen to eat truma. Furthermore, a person who does eat truma of a Kohen is guilty of stealing, and he must therefore pay the owner for what he stole. Now the question is, what exactly must he pay? So that's going to depend on whether he knew that he was committing the sin of eating truma or not. If we assume that he did so b'mezidi, that he purposely, intentionally ate the truma food, he knew that the food was truma, and he knew that eating truma is not allowed, he simply pays the kohen the value of what he stole, just like an ordinary thief. If, however, he sinned by mistake, he did so b'shogeg, then he must replace the truma that he stole, number one. And number two, he has to add an additional fifth as truma and give that to the Kohen as well. Now you might ask, if he did it by accident, why does he have to give more than if he did it on purpose? And the answer is, because if he did it by accident, we want you to have a kapara, we want you to have an atonement, a way in which you can be rectified and cleared of the avera that you did. If you did it b'mezid, if you did it on purpose, then we don't want you to have such a kapara. We don't want you to have such an atonement. Or more strict for a person who did it by accident, because we want him to have a kapara, want him to have an atonement, as opposed to the person who did it on purpose. So we'll also pay back what you stole, but beyond that, you're not going to have any way to get an atonement. It says the Mishnah, ha'ochel trumas chametz b'pesach b'shogeg, that if a person ate the truma of chametz on Pesach by accident, did not know that he was violating the iser of eating truma, mishalim keren v'chomash, he must pay the amount that he ate, plus he must pay an additional fifth. That although chametz is not worth anything on Pesach, like we said, it's ka'afra da'ara, it's like the dust of the earth, you can't benefit from it, it's like nothing, it's completely valueless, he must still pay the kohen, because one who ate truma mistakenly does not pay the value of what he ate, but he has to pay back the amount of what he ate. So he has to pay back the karen v'chomesh, the amount of what it was, and an additional fifth. B'mezid, however, if he did it on purpose, he intentionally knew that he was violating the prohibition of eating truma, so pater mitashlumen, he's exempt from making any sort of payment whatsoever, because one who ate truma on purpose must pay the value of what he ate, not simply the amount, but the value. There's a difference between value versus amount, and chametz on Pesach has absolutely no value, and therefore he's pater from paying any sort of value. Umid may eats him, and he's also exempt. He also doesn't have to pay the value of the truma as firewood. Meaning, if the truma was tameh, which can normally be used as firewood, he doesn't even have to pay its firewood value, because the kohen could not have used it for that purpose in any event on Pesach, because you're not allowed to benefit from chametz on Pesach, so it couldn't have been used as that, and therefore he wouldn't be obligated to pay that value as well. Now in Perek Beis Mishnah Hey, we're going to discuss for a moment the mitzvah of eating matzah on the first night of Pesach, on the night of the Seder. And we're going to see that only matzah made from certain types of grain is allowed to be used for this mitzvah. It says the Mishnah, Elu Devarim Shal Yotzeh Nidei Chavaso BePesach. These are the types of various types of grains that a person can fulfill his obligation with on Pesach. Number one is bechitim, with wheat, b'seorim, with barley, b'kuspin, with spelt, uveshifon, with rye, uveshibola shual, or with oats. And these are the chameshes mine dagon. These are the five types of grains, and you're only allowed to make matzah and to eat matzah on the night of the Seder for the mitzvah if the matzah comes from one of these five types of grains. Furthermore, the obligation to eat matzah on Pesach can only be fulfilled with matzah that is allowed to be eaten, and not with matzah that is usher, that is forbidden to be eaten. It says the mission of the Yotzin b'demai, you can fulfill your obligation with demai. Again, demai is as we learned earlier in Maseches Demai and in Maseches Maestros, in different places, is various produce and grains, in this case, where we're unsure if the Am Haaretz, if the simpleton who owns it, separated the truma like he was supposed to. But the halacha is that when it comes to demai, poor people are allowed to eat it. So even though here we're not sure, and you have to separate demai, whatever it is, but here we're going to allow you to eat it because they can be eaten by poor people in general. Uve meiser rishon shenitla chumaso, you can fulfill your obligation with Maaser Rishon, which again is what separated to the Levi, whose Trumas Maaser, which what the Levi then gives to the Kohen from what was given to him, has been separated. So as long as the Trumas Maaser was separated to the Kohen from the Levi's portion, then that's allowed to be used as matzah. Uva Maaser Sheni v'Hekdesh Sheniftu, and with Maaser Sheni, which again is divided up and brought to Yerushalayim to be eaten there in Yerushalayim, and as well as the hekdesh, which is holy food that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. In any of these cases, you're allowed to redeem the item and not actually bring it to Yerushalayim. So as long as it's redeemed, you can take that money and buy matzah with it in Yerushalayim. V'akohanim b'chala uvetruma. Kohanim can fulfill their obligation to matzah either with challah or with truma, both of which certainly they are allowed to eat. However, says the Mishnah of Aloba Tevel, you're not allowed to fulfill your obligation of matzah with tevel, again with something where we know for a fact that trumas and maaser were not separated from it. Aloba maaser sheni v'hekdesh shelo niftu. I'm sorry, v'loba maaser rishon shelona lachumaso. You can't fulfill your obligation of matzah with maaser rishon where they didn't take the truma gedola from it. You didn't separate from what the Levi had to the Kohanim as well. V'loba maaser sheni v'hekdesh shelona niftu. You can't eat matzah if it's with maaser sheni or hekdesh that was not redeemed. That would not be allowed as well, because maaser sheni is prohibited outside of Yerushalayim, and consecrated and holy items are also not allowed anywhere unless it was redeemed. Quick finishing off the Mishnah here, as we discussed two other types of matzah, chalos toda, regarding the matzah of the karban toda, like we discussed previously, or rikike nazir, or the matzah pieces of the karban that was brought by the nazir, asan la'atzmo. If one made them for himself to bring with his karban, and then he changed his mind and said, you know what, I really want to use them as part of my seder, I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah of achilas matzah with these things that I initially had in mind for the karban, but now I want to make for the seder, says the Mishnah, yotzin bohen, he may not fulfill his obligation with them because they were not initially made and protected from becoming chametz for the sake of the mitzvah, l'shem mitzvahs matzah, that has to be with the intention of having them for fulfilling your obligation of matzah with them. And obviously your intention here was either for the karban toda, for the karban of the nazir, and therefore you can't use it on Pesach for this mitzvah. However, says the Mishnah, son limkor bashog, if one made them to sell in the marketplace to whoever wants them for whatever you want, if you want to buy them for your karban, you certainly may do so. And then he can keep the unsold ones for his own mitzvah of matzah. Yotzin bahen, he may fulfill his obligation of matzah with them because they were protected for the sake of the mitzvah. He knew in the back of his mind that at the end of the day, whatever I don't sell for the karban will be used in my home as the matzah on Pesach, and that is certainly permitted. That is certainly allowed. Quick review, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalid, taught us, number one, that if a person eats truma of chametz on Pesach by accident, then he has to pay the principal, the actual value of the item that he stole and that he ate, and he has to add an additional keren, he has to add an additional chomesh, an additional fifth to that as well. However, if he ate the truma on Pesach on purpose, then he's potter, he's exempt from paying, because at the end of the day, it's all about the value, and there is no value of anything of chametz on Pesach, as opposed to the previous case where it was the amount that he stole, which he has to pay back, and he's potter as well from paying the value of the truma as a firewood, because truma that's chametz wouldn't have been allowed to be used as firewood, and therefore he doesn't have to pay the kohen for that value as well, because it would be usher b'hana, it was usher to benefit from. And then Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey taught us that in order for you to fulfill your obligation of matzah on Pesach, it has to be the matzah came from one of the chameshes mine dagon, one of the five types of grain, whether it's wheat, barley, spelt, rye, or oats, and that's the only way to fulfill your obligation of matzah on Pesach. And then we said that you're also not allowed to fulfill your obligation of matzah with anything that is usher to be eaten. It has to come from something that's permitted. So for example, you can fulfill your obligation with demai, with maaser rishon, where the truma gedola was separated. Again, these are all things that are mutter. With maaser sheni or hekdesh that were redeemed, kohanim can use challah and truma for their mitzvah of matzah, but you can't use tavel, that's aser. You can't use a ma'aser rishon where they didn't take the separate of the truma gadola. You can't eat your matzah from ma'aser sheni v'heklis that weren't redeemed. And it has to, again, be something that is permitted, that is mutter, to be eaten in order for you to eat the matzah from that item. And the Mishnah concluded by discussing, number one, if the matzah was initially really baked for either the carbon todah or for the carbon that would accompany the nazir, then you cannot fulfill your obligation of matzah with them on the night of the Seder, because they had to be made l'shem mitzvahs matzah, for the purpose of the actual matzah. If, however, one made them to sell in the marketplace to people who need them for karbanos, but he knew in the back of his mind that he was going to have some left over for matzah, then in that case that would be permitted. He would be allowed to use the leftover matzahs for his own mitzvah on the night of the Seder. Have a great day.